Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, I wish we could add a little, you know, I have that a lot. You know, you get in a good conversation with somebody and we have these, get up against hard breaks. Like to have Rick Santorum, I could talk to him for quite a bit longer. So many other things to talk about, you know, the Nunes ordeal now. Of course, Chuck Schumer calling for Congressman Nunes to step down as House, as the chair there of the House Intel Committee. And Nunes, you know, I don't think he's actually too interested in that. He talked to Screaming Wolf Blitzer. Thank you very much. Thank you, Wolf. Please don't yell at the crowd anymore. Chicken Noodle News. Anyhow, in an interview with Wolf Blitzer, Nunes explains why he was on the White House grounds a day before delivering intelligence information to the president and how it is not related. It's clip 10 with Chairman Nunes. Go.
It's actually pretty common, probably at least once a week, if not more than that. We have to go to the executive branch in order to read classified intelligence. So that could be the White House grounds. It could be the White House. It could be the Pentagon. It could be CIA. There's a number of places we go. And so I think Jake Tapper reported on this morning. I had spoke to him. This is something I had been working on for a very long time. I was concerned about Americans' identity. Being either not masked properly or, in fact, being unmasked in intelligence reports. This actually goes back to before President Trump's famous tweet, as you know, that he talked about putting whether or not he was wiretapped of Trump Tower. And so I'd been working this for a long time with many different sources and needed a place that I could actually finally go because I knew what I was looking for and I could actually get access to what I needed to see.
And there you go, and that's Nunes, and he's not going to step down. And I say he should not step down. But if Chuck Schumer is calling for him to step aside, then he's doing something right. And, of course, if Nunes steps aside, then you get Paul Ryan. Yeah. So apparently, you can do the math on this. Chuck Schumer would rather have Paul Ryan as the chair of the committee. Of course he would. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? Speaking of Chuck Schumer... losing his cool completely, apparently, in a Manhattan restaurant. This just coming out in the New York Post. Schumer, the top Senate Democrat, lost it on Sunday night at an Upper East Side restaurant called Setti Mezzo. Many witnesses on the scene. Apparently, he was there having dinner with friends, and he came and ran into Joseph A. Califano Jr., the former U.S. Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare under Jimmy Carter. Also a domestic policy advisor to President Johnson back in the day, and his wife, Hillary. They were there having a quiet dinner. And apparently Schumer just couldn't take it because he was incensed that Hillary, the daughter of William Paley and founder and chairman of CBS, had voted for Donald Trump and told people and was fine with it, even though her husband, Joseph, is a well-known Democrat. And Schumer apparently just had this major meltdown inside the restaurant. Onlookers said he was incensed. And said the restaurant ran through. They are a highly respected couple, said one witness. Schumer made a scene, yelling. She voted for Trump. Carrying on, the Califanos left the restaurant. Schumer wasn't satisfied, though. Followed him right outside. And on the sidewalk, carried on with his just rant, his fanatical attack. How could you vote for Trump? He's a liar. He's a liar. He kept repeating over and over, screaming, apparently, in the streets. Yeah. Hillary confirmed the confrontation, telling Page Six of the New York Post, Senator Schumer was really rude. He's our senator. I don't really like him. Yes, I voted for Trump, she said. And Schumer said that he joined them outside, told me Trump was a liar. I should have told him that Hillary Clinton was a liar, but I was so surprised I didn't say anything, she said. I mean, this guy needs to be sat in his chair. You know, sit down and taught some manners, I suppose. Can you imagine being in a, because let's be honest, this place on the Upper East Side, Setti Mezzo, I can assure you, a glass of wine is $25. And it goes from there. You trust me, you're not going there with anything less than the mortgage payment to have dinner. So these elitists all gather, and the biggest elitist of all, Chuck Schumer. You ever look at him? I mean, really look at the guy. He's got the coldest stare. I mean, this guy's a machine, and not in a good way. More like a lizard. And at any rate, if Charles Schumer is for it, it's pretty safe bet to be against it, has been my rule of thumb for quite some time. Ever since he became a senator from the state of New York, he has been, he's been angling for more power the entire time, which he's a politician. I get that. Make no mistake, he intends to run for president here in 2020. I would pretty much bet the bank on it. I would pretty much bet the bank that that's where he wants to be. And right now he's circling the troops to make sure that Neil Gorsuch doesn't get to the Supreme Court. That's his latest antic. And, of course, Nunes, his latest pet cause in his faux outrage, because everything is a political act to him and everything has political consequences. And he will play everything, no matter if it's real or not real, and turn it into a political situation, will Chuck Schumer. And that's the way the game is played. But yeah, I don't care for him. He must lose. On the Gorsuch thing, he must lose. On the Nunes thing, he must lose. Chuck Schumer now thinks he's in charge. He thinks he's in a bargaining position, disingenuously telling the president, hey, I'll work with you on a health care bill as long as you don't do this or this or that. He thinks he's dictating the terms going forward, does Chuck Schumer. He needs to be yanked right back in his seat. Sit down and shut up. Mostly, shut up. Yeah, he must lose. Like I say, if Chuck Schumer's for it, it's a pretty safe bet that you ought to be against it. It's Tuesday here on the program. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's Tuesday. This is the Steve Huber Show.